Have you ever wondered why Americans spend so much money buying lottery tickets? Hi, my name is Connor Rumsberg, and I'm here today with Vitaly Rivera and Samuel Kinslow. Vitaly will be explaining what makes people so infatuated with games like Powerball and Mega Millions, and Sam will be explaining why you, as he puts it, will never win. Vitaly?
Thanks, Connor. So, a lot of Americans love to dream big. That's why they enter the lottery. So when they buy their first ticket, it gives them a sense of hope, and they're very optimistic when buying that lottery because they start to imagine what happens if I win the lottery. And, you know, they could buy a car, buy a house, pay off all the debts. But that's why people buy the lotteries, to get that feeling of
hope. So you're saying you have to buy a lottery ticket for your ability to dream?
You don't have to, but that's what many Americans believe.
See, that's where I completely disagree. You shouldn't have to pay money to dream. You shouldn't have to go to a convenience store and take money out of your own wallet for a piece of paper that gives you the ability to dream up ideas.
But what's wrong with spending your own money on something that you enjoy doing?
It's a very good point, and that's why I think we could go round and round about this philosophical disagreement all day, and I think we should move on to the psychological aspects of what causes people to buy lottery tickets.
So Vitaly and Sam, can you explain to me what goes on in someone's mind when they're thinking about buying a lottery ticket?
So when people enter in the lottery, they're seeking the possibility of winning and they're getting that thrill. So when what happens in the body is that your brain creates these endorphins, which allows the body to get a euphoric sensation.
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, this is also what leads to a lot of gambling and lottery addiction, but that's a topic for another episode. So something that I wanted to talk about is the fact that we can't comprehend just how big the numbers are. And what I mean by that is how unlikely we are to win in something like the Powerball or Mega Millions.
According to Mark Bergen from WTSP,
your odds are somewhere between 1 in 200 million and 1 in 300 million. Those are extremely big numbers, and human brains just aren't designed to process each individual number like that and what your odds are. So, for example, I want to give you guys a quick example just to help you visualize these odds. If someone laid U.S. dimes all the way from one coast of the United States to the other coast, there would be about 278.6 million coins. And if there were one special coin out of all those coins and you had to pick it, you're more likely to pick that special coin than win something like the Powerball or Mega Millions.
It's interesting that you say that, Sam, because I've heard that you are more likely to die in a car accident on your way to go buy the lottery ticket than you are in even winning the lottery ticket.
Yep.
To me, that's really hard to understand.
So have you guys heard about the availability bias?
No, I haven't, Vitaly. Can you tell me a little about that?
Sure. So the availability bias is when people get the idea of the likelihood of something happening based on how often it happens. So one example of this would be when people go out into the ocean and get bitten by sharks. People usually tell stories of how often it happens, but the odds of it happening are pretty slim. So with a lottery, when people enter in the lottery, they think about all those examples of how people win the lottery, and that's what gets them to buy more lottery tickets.
So Sam, I did a little bit of research before doing this podcast, and I came across something called the sunk cost fallacy. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So in business terms, a sunk cost is any expense or investment that you've put money into and you're not getting anything else back out of it, and you can't recover the money or the expense, so you've just written it off as a sunk cost. So in terms of purchasing lottery tickets, people develop the mental fallacy that I've already put in so much money into buying lottery tickets that I might as well keep putting more money into it in hopes that I eventually do get something out of it.
Those were some very interesting facts from both you, Vitaly, and Sam. Let's hear from someone who frequently purchases lottery tickets and what her experience with the lottery has been like so far. So today I'm here with Jan Prudent, and we're going to be asking her a few questions. How much money are you expecting to win?
Well, expecting and actually happening are two different things, but we would love to win millions, gazillions, lots and lots of money.
If you do win money, how are you going to spend it?
We spend a ridiculous amount of time talking about what we would do if we won. First of all, we would buy a lot of land and we would have our own like village, just of people and family that we would want to live with and near. And also we would do amazing things for a number of different charities that we would build retreats and places that people could go to.
Well, what I found interesting about the interview was the fact that she was very excited about telling us how her and her husband love to dream about what they would do if they win the lottery. Going back to what you said earlier, one of the main reasons people purchase lottery tickets is that it gives them the ability to dream about what they would do if they won, and that's exactly what she told us. Unfortunately, she can dream all she wants because at the end of the day, her chances of winning the lottery are still very, very, very unlikely.
Well, Sam, she is 100% more likely to win the lottery than someone who doesn't buy lottery tickets because at the end of the day, you have to play to win.